More talking about what Russia may be planning. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. France's president is taking his concern about a possible Ukraine invasion to Moscow, meeting with Vladimir Putin, while another U.S. ally goes to the White House. Fox's Jared Halpern has more live.
Russia's military buildup around Ukraine will top the agenda between President Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz as the two NATO allies continue to discuss responses to an invasion. Germany has not provided the same lethal weaponry to Ukraine as the U.S., and the chancellor is facing international pressure to use the Nord Stream 2 pipeline, supplying Russian natural gas to Germany, as leverage. White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says one way or another, if Russia invades Ukraine, Nord Stream 2 will not move forward. Dave.
Jared, while COVID cases decline here, falling a third week in a row,
Russia has hit a new COVID record of daily infections, up tenfold from a month ago as the Omicron variant spreads through the country. New York's single-day COVID positivity rate is below 4% for the first time since November.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, and while infections go down, COVID deaths keep going up across the U.S., rising a fifth week in a row. The federal trial may resume today for three fired Minnesota police officers, halted last week when one got COVID. They're accused of violating George Floyd's civil rights in his much-protested 2020 death. They're starting to pick a jury today to put the three men already convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery in Georgia on trial again, this time on federal hate crimes charges.
But failed plea bargains could complicate the process. Just days ago, father and son Greg and Travis McMichael rejected a plea deal. Arbery's family also opposed it.
Fox's Jessica Stone. The McMichaels and William Bryan are white. Arbery was black, killed while out jogging. They claimed they thought he was a robber. An NFL star is waking up in a Las Vegas jail this morning. New Orleans running back Alvin Kamara was arrested after playing in the Pro Bowl, charged with battery. Kamara is accused of beating someone in a Vegas club Saturday night. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
As the Omicron wave of COVID declines here, some states are easing restrictions as fights over mask mandates play on from Illinois to Virginia to New York. The country of Sweden is ending all of its coronavirus restrictions this week, and Australia will reopen its borders to some foreigners again.
Australia says it's reopening its borders to tourists and business travellers, providing they're vaccinated against COVID-19.
If you're double vaccinated, we look forward to welcoming you back to Australia.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says restrictions will be lifted 2 weeks today. But after a high-profile tussle with unvaccinated tennis star Novak Djokovic, Morrison stressed shots are required.
Events earlier in the year should have sent a very clear message, I think, to every around the world, that is the requirement to enter into Australia.
Unvaccinated travellers will need a medical exemption. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Speaking of travel, two budget airlines are merging.
Spirit Airlines and Frontier Group will combine in a stock and cash deal valued at $6.6 billion. Frontier and Spirit expect the deal to close in the second half of this year. They plan to bring more ultra-low fares to more travelers in more destinations across the U.S., Caribbean, and Latin America. The companies say they will be serving 145 destinations in 19 countries and will create 10,000 direct jobs by 2026. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
The president is hoping more federal workers and contractors join unions. A Biden task force put out a report today with recommendations to make it easier for that to happen. Union membership has declined over the years. Only about 10% of all U.S. workers are in one now. In 1983, it was double that. On Wall Street, stocks may rise. Futures are higher, adding to last week's gains. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.